Hello, everyone. Thank you for attending. My name is Kathleen Amaral, and I will be talking about physical chemical attributes and consumer sensory acceptability of blueberries. So what do we see in this picture? We see blueberries that are bright with a waxy bloom. They're large, pretty color, and well, we don't know if they're tasty. But so as consumers, we're pretty picky. I don't know if you are, but several of people are. And they look for several attributes. So you go to the grocery store, you see the produce section, and you see fruits such as blueberries. Now, you may remember the brand, maybe the location they're grown, and you say, wow, these look really good. I'm going to take them home. So you wash the fruit in the clamshell. You say, wow, this blueberry is really big. And what's going in our mind is we first see the physical attributes. We see visualization, the size, the color, and then maybe we smell our fruit, and the first bite determines everything. It determines whether they continue to eat the fruit and whether they'll buy it again. So say it has an amazing texture, but they see another fruit within the clamshell, and it's kind of mealy, seedy. They really don't like it. Well, why is that? They put several cultivars of blueberries in one clamshell, and the rest of the clamshell is pretty good fruit, so they're going to buy blueberries again because we're told that they have great antioxidants, anthocyanins, few calories, and they're great dietary fiber source. So they go back, buy another clamshell, wash the fruit, and notice these are not good fruit. Why may they think that? Well, again, there's multiple cultivars, and there's different types that are grown early, mid, and late season. So for my project, we looked at consumer sensory, and we wanted to see the liking acceptability of the fruit for several physical chemical traits, such as size, color, flavor, aroma, textural traits. And we use that using a 9-point hedonic scale, and from there, they go through the same steps that I had just spoke to you about. And we want to see if they correspond with instrumental because this is not a descriptive panel. They don't have a trained panel. They just say they like it. They don't know. They just said, well, that's my preference. And from there, we can see, well, they said they like the texture. This may be due to small seed trace, color, and we want to also see if this is in demographic questions, whether they really like it, maybe due to their income, age, education levels. So this may help with fruit quality for breeders and increase the blueberry production in Georgia.